And good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, one Yichalach Beis, and we learned Siman Tes. At the end of Siman Tes, the Chayyadim mentions to take a look at what he wrote in Makom Patish, which is Klal Mem Dalet, in Simanim Yud Gimel Yud Dalet and Chaf Dalet. Beis Hashem, we will take a look at those when we get to Makom Patish. The Chayyadim in Klal here in Klal Beis in Siman Yud continues and talks about an interesting scenario, which I'm not familiar that we have it nowadays, but the concept is important in halacha. Talks about a case of a beged which is made out of a linen garment, which after you wash it, the brightness of the linen is dulled a little bit by the washing process. So it's it hardens a little bit and sort of like mats down, I'm assuming. So it's not as bright as you'd like it to be. So after the person finishes the washing process, the person would take the garment and rub it together, thereby softening it, and also adding a wider sheen to the garment. So the process is a process of kiskus, which is rubbing things together, which is approximates a cleansing process. But you can't call it a cleansing process because it's totally clean. You just washed it. There's nothing which is added to the cleaning part of it by rubbing it together. But it does give it a brighter sheen, which is lacking without doing that. So it's giving it a sheen without not through a cleansing process, but through a different type of process. But the action which does it is fairly similar to the standard cleansing process. So is this a problem? So the Chayyadim says it depends on the person's intent. If a person is doing it just to soften the garment, it's more comfortable to wear when it's soft, that's not considered a cleansing process and it's not usur. If he does it because he wants to get the brightness which this accomplishes, so that is akin to the process of cleaning something, and therefore it's going to be usur. So here we have a fascinating idea which you've seen multiple times, that we can have an action which you can't, if the person does it for purpose A, it's usur, for purpose B, it's mutter, even though the result is the same. You can argue makom, you can argue psik resha. Well, it's a psik resha, it's going to give it a sheen. Since its action is not driven to the primary process of the malacha, the purpose why he does it defines what the action is. So we don't apply the rules of segregation to this scenario. We mentioned an example. A person takes a splinter of wood off of a large piece of wood for the purpose of using it as a toothpick. So Rabbi Yasser says that a person is chayv chatos for breaking this splinter off because now he has a usable toothpick. That's also. Let's say a person just happens to be snapping off pieces of wood, not for that purpose. So it's not going to be usur. Now, why isn't it a psik resha? So the Magen Mishnah explains that you could only call a splinter of wood a toothpick if you plan to use it as a toothpick. If you do not plan to use it as a toothpick, it's not a toothpick. It's a splinter of wood. So the malacha is for making a toothpick. This is not a toothpick. So if we hear the kavanah, why you're doing it defines whether this is an action of a tikkun, of making the toothpick, or it's just stam an action of playing around. So this is something over here. Is this an action of tikkun, of creating brightness? Depends what your kavanah is. If your kavanah is just to soften it, you really don't care about the brightness, so you can't apply the rule of segregation to such a situation. Let's read the Chayyadim inside. A beged pishtin, shkriyot ben shemish miskashim la'achar kvisa. They become hard when you wash them. When you rub them together, as you soften it, it also becomes bright and white. Also, you cannot rub it on Shabbos. They had a minute to roll a kli on top of it. It's also. So we assume that by the beggar pishtin, his goal is to give it the shine. By choluk, you're allowed to rub it with your hands, Because his goal is just to soften it. And the minigar limits you make, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you look at the Piskei Mishnah Berurah, that in 31, Niradim Niskaven, Becholok, Letzach Zachoy is Oser. So the case of the Cholok, which was their more like their shirt, they weren't so makbet on the color of their shirt. They had outer garments on top of it. So over there, we say clearly the goal is just to soften it, and therefore it's mutter. If the person has a mind for brightening it, it's osur. Stam beggar, we assume a person wants to brighten it, and it's going to be osur. But we see that if it's something which is very plausible that that's not his goal, we believe him, and he said that's not what he's trying to do, he's just trying to soften it. So now we need to go back and discuss, based on what we've seen over here, the idea that the Chayyim spoke about back in Simon Ches, of removing Tzaya from a garment, and how that plays out vis-a-vis what we've seen in Simon Tes and Simon Yud, which we will do best in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.